the cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese, please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to the bunker. How you doing? My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
And welcome to Cheese, Please. Can you see me? I'm waving right at the microphone. I hope you can.
I'm pretty sure they see you.
Yeah, like that waving, flannelized car dealer tube man guy.
Flailing.
Flailing?
Not flannelized. Flailing.
Flannelized.
Whacking, waving... Tube man.
Ah, gotcha.
Inflatable tube man.
I like the flannelized. It sounds better.
Well, he'd be nice and soft to snuggle.
That's true. On the show this week, I can't believe it. I found it in the corner of the bunker. It had a lot of dust on it. So I got one of them little, I don't know, those things that you blow dust off.
Can of air?
Yeah, I tried the can of air. It was so thick, I didn't work, so I had to take one of them dusty cloths and scrape it off our Retro Arcade logo, because we're using the Retro Arcade once again. It's been like, I don't know, it's been decades, it seems.
Could have been.
As we focus on Pac-Man's being over 45. You feel old yet?
Way more than 45. Might even be over 46 at this point.
I don't know.
You've been planning this show for a long time.
Yes. And on top of that, we head off to the Limburger Lounge. And, well, the usual Limburger Lounge stuff. It's just greasy. It's slightly sleazy. In the Limburger Lounge this week. You know, it just makes you want to go and do and get a shower right away.
Yes.
But we're starting off with songs of Paul Simon that everyone knows over the years. He did many songs, including Sounds of Silence and the 59th Street Bridge song. But you know what?
You've not heard them this way before.
No. It's the way your grandma heard them from the Living Brass back in the 1960s. Because there were a lot of easy listening groups back then that decided to cover popular songs of the time.
To make them more palatable to the old people.
Yeah, the old people. The old people are really acting. Yeah, right. You do that, dude. You're feeling groovy and it sounds exciting, I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
That's what we're going to play. Sounds of Silence shortly, but the 59th Street Bridge song to start off. Feeling groovy on...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you. Give over and embrace the cheese with your weekly dose of musical mayhem.
Cheese.
With the Living Brass and their version back in the 1960s of Sounds of Silence. Now, what you do is you go on the internet and dig out the 2015 version as done by Disturbed.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's, well...
It's nothing like the Brass, Living Brass, that's for sure.
I think it's like 180 degrees different.
Very different.
To say the least. My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
Oh, I've been waiting for so many decades to do this. I'm about to play it, Daffodil. Here we go. Yes, a retro arcade feature once again on Cheese Please after many, many, many years. Because there's not that many records out there about video games that we can find.
Well, there are records of video game music, but it's not necessarily cheesy enough.
Ah, that's true. If you know anybody, if you know any of them...
Please let us know.
Yes, yes. But in the meantime, it's been over 46 years that Pac-Man has existed.
Yes.
And it's probably been about 46 years since I've actually been in an arcade, Daffodil.
Strange enough.
Oh, geez. It seems like that. You know, you put a quarter in and you start playing the thing and... Then game over comes up and you got to put another quarter in it. Ugh.
I know, but you wanted me to tell you a little bit about Pac-Man before you tell us about what we're playing.
Please.
Pac-Man was actually, they started working on it in 1979.
Gotcha.
The design of Pac-Man was inspired by a pizza with one slice missing.
Really?
The game was originally supposed to be called Puck-Man, like hockey puck.
Oh, no, don't.
But there could, I'm pretty sure that's why they changed it to Pac-Man, and we won't talk about what that could have ended up as.
Please, no. I'm sure someone can figure that out.
But it's regarded as one of the most influential and greatest video games of all time. It was created because they wanted to make a game that women might like to play.
Oh, and then they came out with Ms. Pac-Man, too.
They came out with Ms. Pac-Man, too.
Did that work? Do we know?
I have played the game.
And?
It's not my favorite game.
Okay.
But... They wanted simple gameplay and cute, attractive character designs.
Okay. And I always sucked at it, so that's why I didn't really play it that much.
I didn't suck at it, but it was not my favorite game. All right, so now we're going to play music.
Yes, music, Pac-Man related. Coming up later on, we have Join the Pack, Ken, or no, Join the Pack by Ken Ishii featuring Pac-Man.
Interesting.
Yes, but we're starting off with a top 40 hit about Pac-Man. It's probably the only top 40 hit about Pac-Man from 1982. It's Pac-Man Fever on
Cheese Please.
Records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please. Woo!
Cheese with Ken Ishii featuring Pac-Man, of course. Join the pack. A little bit of...
That was kind of fun.
You know, I like it. It's got a beat and I can dance to it.
But you can't dance.
I can't. If I try to dance now, it's not a good thing.
No.
Because I move away from the microphone. Hey, you look, I'm dancing.
I didn't say dance.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I said you can't dance. There's a whole difference between those two phrases.
I know I can't dance, but you know I can try, right?
You can always try.
It gets me in the mood to dance, that one.
It does.
As we end off our 46-plus years of Pac-Man being around on the planet.
Two more quick facts.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Pac-Man has set 8 world records in the Guinness World Book of Records?
For what?
Let's see. Having the most coin-operated arcade machines installed worldwide with almost 300,000.
Wow.
The most recognized video game character in the United States. 94% of the population can recognize Pac-Man.
Okay.
Only 93 can recognize Mario from Super Mario.
Wow. He leads on that.
Yeah. He leads on a lot of things. All right. That's enough Pac-Man. Let's move on.
One question, though.
Yes.
Can we get a Pac-Man machine for the bunker?
No.
Oh, okay, fine. We get a pop machine. I like that.
Yes, but you don't need a Pac-Man machine.
And we put in a payphone.
Yes.
I don't know who's going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
Anyway, my name is Starter.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please. And we're going to do this now.
Ah, okay. Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge. Is it your turn to fill the pop machine?
No, I don't do that.
Oh,
yeah, I do the cooking, you fill the pop machine. It's a good relationship.
Okay. Anyway, to the Limburger Lounge, we have Pat Kenoy, and I Can't Make You Love Me. Aww. On
Cheese, Please.
I can make a mountain small. I can make a valley tall. I can cause the stars to fall. I can surely do it all, but I can't, no, I can't make you love me. Now I can cause the sky to rain, and I can stop a hurricane. I can give you wealth and fame. I can ease your every pain, but I can't, no, I can't make you love me. Now I can do all those wondrous things as anyone would want me to, but what I want, I can never do. I can make you love me true. Oh, can't have you, oh, I can't, no, I can't make you love me. Now I can do all this wondrous things most anyone would want me to. What I want, I can never do. I can make you love me true. Oh, oh, oh. Now I can make a mountain. Surely do it all, but I can't, no, I can't make you love me. Oh, I can't, no, I can't make you love me. Oh, can't make you love me. Oh, can't make you love me. Oh, make you love me.
I can't make you love me.
Can I tell you that I'm really happy that it wasn't the Bonnie Raitt song? Because I was really thinking it was going to be that, and I was really, really not wanting that.
Yeah, that's actually a good song.
Exactly.
This is one a little different. And yes, Bonnie Raitt actually recorded a song called I Can't Make You Love Me.
No, you can't make... Yeah, that. Exactly what you said. I was going to say...
Did I say that right?
You did. I was thinking you didn't, and then I was going to correct you. I was like, oh, no, hold it. You got it right.
Oh, good.
So props. You got it right.
That was from memory. I don't trust myself sometimes. Ending off the Limburger Lounge once again. My name is Starfruit.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end of the storm.
Oh,
better known as the show.
Oh, geez. It flies so quickly. I don't understand that.
Yes, but we can't do an hour because... It doesn't fly fast enough.
Oh.
So 30 minutes is great.
I hope so.
An hour is too much.
All those people actually listening out there, I think 30 minutes is fine.
I think they think it is too, because they listen every week.
Yeah, that's true. An hour of us, I don't know. Even I will say that.
That's an acquired taste.
that's just... Well, you know what? You can actually go on to our website. There's links if you want to really binge on Cheese Please.
Of a whole lot of years of shows.
At cheeseplease.com. There's a shameful plug show.
That's not a shameful plug. That's an optimistic one that people are actually going to go and listen to old shows.
At cheeseplease.com. There's links there on archive.org.
Yeah, cheeseplease.com.
Thank you, Brewster, for hosting us.
Yes, we like him.
Yes. Oh, what's that time?
Yes, you better do your thing.
There we go. Here comes the tube. Oh, and wait. Open the door. And we have Homemade Theater doing Discotheque.
Okay.
Ending off the show this week. It's a bit of a theaterish musical tribute, I guess.
Okay.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
My name is Sergeant Joe Saturday. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. And I'm a cop. I'm here to tell you what happened when a group of young people listened to too much disco music, and it fried their little brains and made them crazy. 10:45. I was playing a little basketball with the team from SWAT when the call came in. It was the chief. He told me to hustle down to Albertus Discophagus Technical School. He said it was urgent. I had to get down tonight. Some poor student had slipped his disco. 11:45. I took the express to the school. My worst fears were confirmed. The express didn't stop anywhere near the school. I had to walk back. 2:10. I arrived at the school and my worst fears were confirmed. I should have been here at 11:45. Because by now, disco madness had swept over the entire student body. Albertus Discophagus Technical School had become Disco Tech.
Disco Tech. Rock, rock, Disco Tech. We go bumping in the classroom, hustling on the lawns, kung fu fighting in the gym. There's dancing in the jungle.
An emergency situation prevailed. The students had barricaded themselves inside the school and were forcing the teachers to dance against their will. I had to do something fast, because at any moment one of those kids could OD over disco.
All right, you kids, this is Sergeant Joe Saturday.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y!
Right! Put down that music and come out with your hands up.
Sit on it!
2:50. I sat on it. My worst fears were confirmed. My watch was in my back pocket. About 2:52. Things were getting pretty serious. A group of students had picked up Principal Robin and were carrying him towards the electrical shop, chanting, "Fry, Robin, fry!" I knew what I had to do. And it wasn't the hustle. 3 p.m. A small atomic bomb was dropped on Disco Tech. Luckily, no one was hurt.
RCMP/ECHO CC@BCRCMP has issued a amber message on Monday, May 11, 2026 at 0000 hours 58. Amber alert issued by Terrace RCMP. The abducted children are Raina and Matthias Wood, described as twins 3.5 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes. Female child Raina is wearing pink pants and male child Matthias is wearing beige pants. Last known location 2501 Callum Street at 8:51 p.m. The suspect is Tova Josephine Wood, 5 feet 6 inches, 141 pounds, light brown hair past her shoulders. Possibly traveling in a red 2015 Dodge Caravan van BC license plate ME 538 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not approach. Call 9-1-1. Areas impacted by this message include all of British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Audiophiles will be arguing about this until the end of days. So I'll add my voice. The 12x12 album sleeve is the perfect canvas.